The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Another swimmer was killed by a shark off the Pacific coast of Mexico in May, the second tragic shark encounter in 2 months in that area, thus officially launching another summer of shark hysteria. The Mexican Navy immediately took to seas to search for the sharks, perhaps with the intent to punish them, or at least to send a stern warning to the shark community. Shark reports are now a regular feature of the news as far away as the New England coast. The sharks are tracked as if they are as deadly as a tornado or a summer storm. Well, yes, sharks are deadly. It surely has something to do with their gazillion or so razor-sharp teeth. But while it's prudent to avoid waters populated with sharks, shark encounters are rare, and fatalities from attacks are even rarer. In 2007, there was only one death, way over in New Caledonia in the South Pacific. So two deaths near Mexico is a bad start to the summer season, when folks are most likely to be in the water. But this might not challenge the annual average of 5 to 10 deaths worldwide. There's a simple reason why sharks don't attack humans repetitively, unlike what you saw in the movie Jaws. Humans don't taste good.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.